BBC News with Marion Marshall. The President of South Sudan, Salva Kiir, and the rebel leader, Riek Machar, have signed a deal in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, to cease hostilities within 24 hours. The talks were the first time the two men had met since fighting broke out in South Sudan in December. Emmanuel Igunza has the details.
This is a really huge step in settling in, finding a solution to the political crisis, the bloody conflict that has engulfed South Sudan for the past 5 months. And this deal is so important because they say within the next 24 hours, both teams have agreed to a ceasefire. They have also undertaken to issue orders to the military commanders on the ground in South Sudan to stop all combat and to allow humanitarian aid to get to those people, 3 million people in need of emergency food aid in South Sudan, so allowing that crucially to get to them.
The United States has sharply criticized President Putin's visit to Crimea, his first since Russia annexed the territory from Ukraine. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, said the trip would worsen the situation in Ukraine.
Our view is that this trip is provocative and unnecessary. Crimea belongs to Ukraine, and we don't recognize, of course, the illegal and illegitimate steps by Russia in that regard.
The European Union and NATO have also condemned Mr. Putin's visit. Ukraine's foreign ministry said Russia was deliberately escalating the crisis in the region. Ukrainian security forces have clashed with pro-Russian protesters in the eastern city of Mariupol. Local officials say 7 people were killed and 39 injured, although Ukraine's interior minister earlier said more than 20 people had died. The government says a gun battle began when pro-Russian activists tried to storm a police station. Local witnesses have accused the security forces of opening fire on unarmed protesters. Amnesty International says it has damning evidence that the Nigerian military failed to act on advance warnings of the raid in which more than 200 schoolgirls were kidnapped 25 days ago. Here's our security correspondent, Frank Gardner.
Amnesty International have had a team on the ground in Nigeria for some time, gathering testimony from both government officials and members of the public. Their researcher, Makmid Kamara, says the military were warned of an impending attack by Boko Haram on the town of Chibok at 7 o'clock in the evening, over 4 hours before it took place.
A special request was made for reinforcements when it was becoming evidently clear that the attackers were indeed on their way, but no reinforcement was sent when the attack actually started at 11:45.
The Nigerian Information Minister, Labaran Maku, told the BBC he doubted the amnesty report but would investigate it. Meanwhile, British, US and other international teams of experts have arrived in Nigeria to help in the hunt for the missing girls.
World News from the BBC. More than 20 years after it was destroyed during the conflict in the former Yugoslavia, Sarajevo's City Hall, housing the National Library, has reopened. The iconic building, which was first inaugurated in 1896, was hit by a mortar and burned down during the Bosnian-Serb siege of the city in 1992. It's been restored to mark the centenary of the First World War. Yemeni security forces have fought a gun battle with militants outside the presidential palace in the capital, Sana'a. Sebastian Usher has this report.
Heavy gunfire resounded through Sana'a for around an hour as presidential security guards battled with militants. A security source said the gunmen had tried to force their way through the main gate of the presidential palace. As fighting raged there, an explosion was heard in another district of the capital near a building used by the security services. Officials quickly blamed Al-Qaeda-linked militants for the attacks, but they denied earlier reports that the defense minister had survived an assassination attempt in the south, where the army is mounting a new offensive against Al-Qaeda. The group has lost towns it held and personnel, but vowed retaliation.
11 former employees of Spain's state railway company have been made formal suspects in an investigation into last year's train crash in the city of Santiago that killed 79 people. They include a former director general of the company and a former head of safety. The train was travelling at more than twice the speed limit when it derailed on a bend. Roman Catholic bishops in Argentina say the country is sick with violence and corruption, comparing it to a cancer causing injustice and death. In a statement released at their annual conference in Buenos Aires, the bishops also said violence in society was getting more ferocious than ever. The government of President Cristina Fernández Kirchner responded by saying this was a deliberate attempt to blame it for rising levels of insecurity. BBC World Service News.